Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is side two of For the Record Program 359, titled Mein Jihad, Part 7, Blood on the Crescent Moon. Of course, the crescent moon is part of the symbol of Islam. This program is being recorded on May 12th of the year 2002. We're going to continue with where we left off at the end of side one. We're going to be taking a look at an article from the March 15th, 2002 issue of Salon Magazine. That is an online publication. Their website is at www.salon.com. The full URL will be in the For the Record section of the Spitfire website, equipped with real audio, by the way, at www.spitfirelist.com. There will be a detailed annotated description of For the Record 359 by midweek, as I speak, on May 12th of 2002. The other descriptions for the September 11th broadcast, beginning with FTR 325, have been reformatted to make them easier to read. This, again, is from Salon Magazine, March 15th, 2002, by the remarkable Lucy Komiser, and I may be mispronouncing the last name, capital K-O-M-I-S-A-R. The article is called Shareholders in the Bank of Terror, subtitled A Previously Unpublished List Reveals That Backers of a Bank that the U.S. says helped fund Al-Qaeda include prominent members of the Arab world. Now, talking about an investigation into Al-Taqwa that was undertaken by the Italian anti-terrorist agency DIGOS, D-I-G-O-S, that stands for Division of General Intelligence and Special Operations, we're going to take a look at the alleged frustration of this investigation by Swiss authorities. I would note that in side one, we took a look at the fact that Swiss-born German Nazi and Islamist Ahmed Huber, a member of the board of directors of Al-Taqwa, said basically that he wasn't worried about the investigation into Al-Taqwa. No terrorist links would be proved. Swiss authorities were sympathetic to his viewpoint, basically a Nazi-slash-Islamist viewpoint, and he also issued what, frankly, is a pretty blunt threat against the United States because George Bush has turned against Arab finance. Note that as we looked at inside one of the broadcasts, Saudi financiers of Al-Qaeda are pouring money into the Al-Qaeda funding conduits. Turning now to Lucy Komiser's article, Al-Taqwa has been viewed with suspicion by Western intelligence sources for years. In the mid-1990s, the Italian anti-terrorist agency DIGOS, Division of General Intelligence and Special Operations, concerned about radical Islamic activity at the Islamic Cultural Institution of Milan, found links to Al-Taqwa. In 1995, according to journalists Paolo Fusi and Martin Stoll, S-T-O-L-L, in the Swiss newsweekly Facts, DIGOS told Swiss federal prosecutor Carla Del Ponte, quote, "The Nada Group comprises the most important financial structure of the Muslim Brotherhood and Islamic terrorist organizations," unquote. The Newsweekly said the agency later reported the Swiss officials appeared loath to look into Nada's operations. Skipping down, in the next section, we're going to take a look not only at Al-Taqwa's apparent role in Bosnia, and of course the president of Bosnia, and when it became, quote, independent, unquote, Ali Izetbegovic was a member of the Hanjar division as a young man. That was a Bosnian Muslim Waffen SS division organized by Haj Amin al-Husseini, Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, major in the SS, first leader of the Palestinian National Movement, and a cousin of Yasser Arafat's, by the way. Also, what we're going to look at in the next section is the allegation that the DIGOS investigation was deliberately frustrated by Swiss authorities. Note that Carla Del Ponte, the former Swiss federal prosecutor, is a former law partner of Nada's attorney, Per Felici Barchi, who is strongly connected to the Banco del Gottardo that we looked at For the Record 356 and 357. Links to Al-Taqwa will be developed. Turning now once again to Salon.com's issue of March 15th of 2002, Lucy Komiser writes, "In 1996, DIGOS became suspicious that humanitarian help to Bosnia organized by Ahmed Idris Nasruddin in Milan was being skimmed. The amount the charity sent, didn't coincide with what it raised. According to the U.S. investigations into the 1998 attacks on the American embassy in Kenya and Tanzania, the Milan Center was also a gathering place for recruits to an Al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan. According to Facts, a 1996 report said Al-Taqwa handled financing for a number of Arab and Islamic political and militant groups, including the Palestine Liberation Organization, Hamas, the Algerian Armed Islamic Group, or GIA, and the Egyptian Gamaa al-Islamiya, as well as former Afghan Mujahideen in bin Laden's camps. It said the network aided terrorist groups in Kuwait, Yemen, Libya, Jordan, Lebanon, and Sudan. The weekly Facts also reported that in 1997, Digos asked for Swiss help. Del Ponte, who is now leading the UN's prosecution of former Yugoslavian President Slobodan Milosevic for war crimes, started questioning Al-Taqwa officials. Nada's attorney, Pier Felici Barchi, B-A-R-C-H-I, in whose law firm Carla Del Ponte had worked, recalled to Facts how he ended the investigation. Barchi said, quote, "When I learned about the Italian inquiry, I immediately called Del Ponte and said to her, 'Hey, Carlotta, stop this S blank blank blank.' A few hours later, the nonsense was off the table," unquote. Barchi told Salon his true remark was, "Please, Mrs. Del Ponte, make an inquiry," unquote. He said, again quoting, "After 20 or 30 days, Mrs. Del Ponte said it's not necessary to make an inquiry. There's no evidence against Mr. Nada," unquote. He said he hadn't asked Facts for a correction because, quote, "I have other things to do," unquote. Del Ponte's press spokesman declined to respond to a detailed inquiry. Now, in the concluding section of the article, I want to note not only the close relationship between the Banco del Gottardo, also in Lugano, Switzerland, and Al-Taqwa. We're going to review some of the biological warfare, former Soviet and Russian biological warfare connections to Banco del Gottardo in a couple of minutes. But note also that the Banco del Gottardo, which in turn is linked to Al-Taqwa through the Clearstream network, also with apparent links to profound links to Osama bin Laden and to the Bormann organization and allegedly to François Genoux as well. Note that the Banco del Gottardo has a correspondent account in Citibank in New York City as well as the Bank of New York. So the principal stockholder in Citibank, the person who owns a controlling interest, is Prince Al-Waleed, a member of the Saudi royal family. And for the record, 358, we took a look at links between the Saudi royal family, the fact that Youssef Nada had moved to Saudi Arabia in 1970 with links, with the alleged assistance of the Muslim Brotherhood, and formed links to the Saudi royal family, to the Saudi Al-Faisal Bank, former Saudi intelligence chief, Prince Turki, and others. Note again that Citibank, in which Martin Bormann himself used to have a demand account, the principal stockholder in Citibank, Prince Al-Waleed. The concluding paragraph of this article in Salon.com by Lucy Komeiser: Al-Taqwa has for years enjoyed protection in Switzerland, where it moves money through correspondent accounts in the politically influential Banca del Gottardo, also in Lugano. Gottardo President Claudio Generali is a local vice president of the ruling Liberal Radical Party and a former finance minister of Ticino. Gottardo has New York correspondent accounts in Citibank and the Bank of New York, which gave Al-Taqwa entry into the U.S. Replying to numerous queries about Gottardo activities, spokesman Franco Rogontini sent an email declining to answer queries then or in the future. Now, we're going to review a short section of an article, another article that we've looked at in, for the record, 356 and 357 and 358. This deals with, actually, this was 356 and 357, I think. check the For the Record section for the precise numbers. Now, this once again deals with the Banco del Guitardo. This deals with two former Soviet and Russian biological warfare fronts. The organizations are Biopreparat and Interplastica, and links to Banco del Guitardo and through Banco del Guitardo to Al Taqua. This article, again, by Lucy Komeiser, it is from the Earth Times business section, the full URL, www.earthtimes.org, the full URL. This is from November of 2001. The full URL is in the For the Record section, the annotated descriptions for the For the Record broadcast dealing with this. This will be repeated in For the Record 359, the description for that broadcast. This article headlined, Swiss Bank Handled Sale from Russian Bioweapons Company, dealing again with Interplastica and Biopreparat, dealing again with Banco del Guitardo, and links between Interplastica, Biopreparat, Banco del Guitardo, and Al Taqua. One of the key names here is Begzhet Pakoli, and he was the head of Interplastica. Begzhet, by the way, when you see the B-E-G syllable in a Balkan Muslim-affiliated name, just like Ali Izetbegovic, it basically is a Balkan conjugation of B-E-Y. That is an aristocratic and military term for the old Ottoman Empire, which dominated this part of the world, including the Arab nations, from 1389 to the end of World War I. And many of these old caliphate connections are important in understanding the history of that part of the world. Again, the name Begzhet, B-E-G-H-J-E-T Pakoli, head of Interplastica. Turning once again to this article and skipping down, on Wednesday, November 6th, the U.S. announced that it was adding to its blacklist of banks and individuals believed connected to the Bin Laden network, the Al Taqua Bank, with operations in Switzerland, Italy, Liechtenstein, and the Bahamas, and its chief executive, Youssef Nada, and board members Mohamed Mansour and Albert Huber. Was his name at birth. His name is Ahmed Huber. Mohamed Mansour is on the board of the Bosnian Institute in Zurich. So is Interplastica head Begzhet Pakoli. Now note here the name of Per Felici Barchi. He is an associate of Banco del Guitardo and Al Taqua and the former law partner of Carla Del Ponte. Per Felici Barchi, Nada's lawyer, and Claudio Generali, president of the Banco del Guitardo, served together on boards of a capital management foundation in Liechtenstein and several enterprises in Switzerland. They are both leaders of the Liberal Radical Party, which rules in Switzerland and Tessin, a.k.a. Ticino, and which till now has afforded the bank political protection from intrusive investigations by authorities. The U.S. should put an end to that. Now, note again the biological warfare connections through Interplastica to not only the Banco del Guitardo, but also Al Taqua. Bear in mind that in the Nazi tract Serpent's Walk that I've accessed so many times, this book is put out by National Vanguard Books, the publishing arm of the National Alliance, the same organization that puts out the Turner Diaries, the blueprint for not only the Order Nazi Terror Group in the 1980s, allegedly funded by German, quote, families, unquote, in Latin America, but also for Timothy McVeigh and company. McVeigh's alleged controller, according to an ATF informant who passed a lie detector test, was Andreas Strassmeyer, the son of Helmut Kohl's former chief of staff, Gunter Strassmeyer, the architect of German reunification, and in turn the son of one of the founding members of the Nazi Party in Germany. As I've stated in the past, I believe that the book Serpent's Walk is basically the Turner Diaries of the Bormann Organization. I was not going to talk about the Bormann Organization on the air, simply out of fear, frankly. But when I read the book Serpent's Walk, which I believe to be a blueprint, not the novel it purports to be, it was the reading of the book Serpent's Walk and the publication of the book Serpent's Walk that convinced me that I had to talk about the Bormann Organization on the air. Had Serpent's Walk not been published, I would not be discussing that subject on the air. But Serpent's Walk is basically a, quote, novel, unquote. I believe it is, in fact, a manifesto, a blueprint, what National Alliance founder William Pierce described as the use of a novel as a teaching tool. This novel, allegedly by Randolph D. Calverhall, that is a nom de plume, is about a Nazi takeover of the United States and the world in the mid-21st century. It is accomplished by the descendants of the SS. It is accomplished after they go underground, build up their economic muscle, infiltrate the U.S. military and the intelligence community, gain control of the American opinion-forming media, and after a devastating biological warfare attack, a bioterrorist incident involving genetically engineered microorganisms of ostensibly Russian or Soviet origin, much of the U.S. population is wiped out, including most of the population of the East Coast. Martial law is declared, and the Nazis take over. Now, in connection with the September 11th attacks, there has been an investigation into the anthrax attacks on the United States media and on key Democratic senatorial leaders, including Tom Daschle and Patrick Leahy. Patrick Leahy has been an opponent of, among others, John Ashcroft, and Tom Daschle has been savagely attacked by the Republican Party. One of the evidentiary tributaries in connection with the anthrax attacks runs to individuals, or it certainly appears to run to individuals probably connected with the U.S. biological warfare program. Again, bear in mind, Serpent's Walk entails the infiltration of the U.S. intelligence community and the military by an underground Reich/Nazi fifth column. One of the strong evidentiary tributaries, as discussed in numerous broadcasts about September 11th, runs in the direction of just such infiltrators into the U.S. BW program. Another evidentiary tributary has concerned the possibility of Al-Qaeda, because indeed some of the September 11th hijackers showed traces of anthrax. I would note again the Al-Qaeda/Al-Taqwa/Nada Management/Islamofascist connections to the Republican Party through the Republican Ethnic Outreach Organization, through people like Grover Norquist discussed in 356, 357, and 358. Note the BW attacks on the Democratic, key Democratic leaders. In examining whether this was scientists involved with the USBW program, B, so-called neo-unquote Nazis, or C, Al-Taqwa, one should not overlook the possibility of D, all of the above, because indeed, with, for the record, 357, 356, 7, 8, and now 9, we have seen basically Frankenstein meeting the Wolfman. We have seen Al-Qaeda and Al-Taqwa and the Underground Reich meeting and merging with the Republican Party in terms of investigative pathways, and through the Interplastica Biopreparat, Banco del Guttardo, Al-Taqwa connection, we have a direct link between Al-Qaeda and biological warfare and the Republican Party. So again, and it might be rogue scientists within the U.S. BW establishment. It could be American so-called neo-Nazis or neo-fascists. It could be Al-Qaeda. It could be all of those. Note the links of all of those elements to the Republican Party. Note the Al-Taqwa/Nada management link to the Republican Party. Consider the following New York Times, Tuesday, May 7th of 2002. Article by William J. Broad and David Johnston, headlined, "Anthrax Sent Through Mail Gained Potency by the Letter." Deepening the mystery of the biological attacks that terrified the nation last fall, federal investigators have discovered that the anthrax sent through the mail in general grew more potent from one letter to the next, with the spores in the final letter to be opened, the one sent to Senator Patrick J. Leahy of Vermont, the deadliest of all. One of the people who has given testimony in connection with this is now a consultant on the matter of biological warfare. It's former Soviet BW expert Ken Alibek, a participant in their program. It was Ken Alibek, last name A-L-I-B-E-K, who gave the information about Interplastica, Biopreparat, Begjet, Pacoli, the Banco del Gotardo, and Altaqua. And as blues singer Taj Mahal said, man, if you ain't scared, you ain't right. More about some of the interesting alleged membership of the shareholders of Altaqua, the 785 names discussed in the Lucy Komeiser article. This is from a website, www.enduringfreedomoperation.org. The full URL will be listed in the annotated for the record section for the program number 359 by midweek. This is by Yael Haran, H-A-R-A-N. It's from January 14th of 2002. It's headlined, A Terrifying Alliance. And this deals with the Islamist-Nazi alliance and dealing with an alleged Altaqua shareholder, skipping down. Another connection involves Altaqua Group shareholder Alessandro Gay, capital G-H-E, an Italian radical who has been questioned by his country's security services about his links to bin Laden. Gay was working as a member of the Italian neo-fascist Ordine Nuovo that began coupling up with Muslim radicals in the 1970s, says Eli Carmon, K-A-R-M-O-N. I don't know anything more about this individual, Alessandro Gay. The only name that turned up on an internet search was that of a classical musician. They're not necessarily mutually exclusive. Francis Parker Yockey was an established and very prestigious concert pianist. Alessandro Gay, though, here an alleged member of Ordine Nuovo, and an individual investigated by Italian intelligence with four alleged connections to bin Laden, was alleged here to be a shareholder in Altaqua. Note that in For the Record 351 and again in programs 357 and 358, we took a look at an Altaqua subsidiary named Gulf Office, its connections to the Clean Hands investigation, which was running in the direction of Silvio Berlusconi, a member of the P2 Lodge, and also, therefore, in the direction of the milieu of Ordine Nuovo. Ordine Nuovo, founded by Italian fascist Pino Rauti, is one of the organizations connected to Operation Gladio. Pino Rauti, as we looked at in a number of programs, including For the Record broadcast 307 and 308, Pino Rauti was part of the coalition that was elected with Silvio Berlusconi of the P2 Lodge. So, again, in connection with Digos and its investigation, the Alessandro Gay allegation is one that should be investigated. Now, looking on, turning once again to an article about Altaqua, this again from Le Monde of May 3rd of 2002, Ahmed Huber, an administrator with Nazi and Islamist sympathies, turning once again to some of the interesting connections of Ahmed Huber. One of the points that I have made in terms of the Islamo-fascist infiltration of the United States and its national security establishment, I believe that is very similar to the underground Reich's infiltration. They used anti-communism and other vehicles in order to infiltrate and ultimately betray the United States. This is the fifth column. The war against the Soviets, the Cold War, and the Galen/Bormann infiltration being key here. Of the interesting background of Ahmed Huber and some of his offshoots, the article says, married to an Egyptian woman and the father of a lawyer and data processing specialist who fought against the Soviets in Afghanistan for a few months, Ahmed Huber has maintained his address book for 30 years in the Arab world while taking part in conferences on Islamism. So note again the allegation that one of Ahmed Huber's sons was involved in the anti-Soviet effort in Afghanistan. Still more about a neo-Nazi Al-Taqwa Al-Qaeda link to the Afghan war. This from the Washington Post article we looked at earlier from April 29th of 2002, article by Peter Finn, Unlikely Allies Bound by a Common Hatred. The Duisburg Center here is the Duisburg, Germany-based information service against right-wing extremism. This article, Dateline Bern, Switzerland, reads in part, in late 1997, a German neo-Nazi and convert to Islam, Stephen Smyrek, S-M-Y-R-E-K, who allegedly trained at an Al-Qaeda camp in Afghanistan, was arrested in Israel for planning a suicide attack, according to the Duisburg Center. One of the neo-Nazi Islamist, Afghan-trained neo-Nazis, allegedly involved in activities in Israel as well. Turning once again to the Al-Taqwa-Bin Laden relationship, we are going to take a look at another interesting contribution here of Ahmed Huber. This from another of the Le Monde articles from May 3rd, Ahmed Huber, an administrator with Islamist and Nazi sympathies, and Dateline Bern. And this quote is very interesting indeed because it alleges that basically twice the bin Laden family had been sponsors of Al-Taqwa at Islamist conferences. Again, this section reads, married to an Egyptian woman, father of a lawyer and a data processing specialist who fought against the Soviets in Afghanistan during a few months, Ahmed Huber has maintained his address book in the Arab world for 30 years while taking part in conferences on Islamism. It was during one of these conferences, organized in Iran in 1988, at which he met Youssef Nada. He proposed to me to become an advisor of Al-Taqwa management. It had need for Switzerland, a specialist in the media, able to be to front in the event of a problem, unquote. It was also at the time of these conferences abroad, 6 years ago, that Ahmed Huber became acquainted with close relations of Osama bin Laden. Quote, two or three times, the bin Laden family were the Al-Taqwa's sponsor. It's normal. It is the largest construction company in the Muslim world, but they were not connected to Osama, unquote. Take that with a grain of salt. We've detailed these relationships in the past. And speaking of the past, there are detailed annotated descriptions of all of the For the Record programs, and in particular, there are reformatted programs for all of the broadcasts on September 11th in the For the Record section of the Spitfire website that's equipped with real audio. That is available at www.spitfirelist.com. That's one word, SPITFIRELIST.com. Look in the For the Record section for the detailed annotated descriptions, now reformatted to make them easier to use. There are also links in the Real Audio equipped For the Record section of the Spitfire website to two URLs maintained by sister station WFMU-FM in Jersey City, New Jersey. These, basically, those websites have virtually the entire For the Record series available for, either streaming and or for download only on Real Audio. The shorter URL is www.wfmu.org/Dave Emery, one word, DaveEmory. And there are also links in both that website and the Spitfire website to a longer URL. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record Program number 359, Mind Jihad Part 7, Blood on the Crescent Moon, being recorded on May 15th of 2002. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.